New Year's Message by Dr. Rajat Malhotra, CPS International, New Delhi. Nearly 5 years ago, in February 2020, the world faced an unprecedented challenge, the COVID-19 pandemic. This global crisis affected everyone, regardless of wealth, age, gender, or background, highlighting our vulnerability. The unknown virus forced us to confront the fragility of life. During those challenging times, it felt as if the world paused to reflect. People began to appreciate the simple things they once took for granted: oxygen, clean air, water, and sunlight. These essential elements became infinitely precious. The global crisis also underscored our interconnectedness, sparking hopes for a future of unity, peace, and brotherhood. The Quran, particularly chapter The Merciful, serves as a profound reminder to acknowledge God's countless blessings. It repeatedly asks, "Which of your Lord's wonders would you deny?" 31 times in 78 verses, emphasizing gratitude, accountability, and the mercy of God. This verse urges us to recognize and cherish the blessings we receive. However, as the pandemic subsided, gratitude quickly faded. Today, in the post-COVID-19 era, the lessons we learned seem forgotten. We witness nations embroiled in conflicts, and stress, greed, and tension dominate the world. Instead of focusing on peace, self-improvement, and the well-being of others, many are consumed by negativity, which has taken a toll on our mental and spiritual growth. As we embark on 2025, it is crucial to remember the fleeting nature of time. Another year has passed, reminding us that our time on this planet is limited. This realization should motivate us to make thoughtful choices that shape not only our future in this world but also in the hereafter. The chapter The Passage of Time in the Quran delivers a clear and timeless message. "I swear by the passage of time that man is surely in a state of loss, except for those who believe and do good deeds and exhort one another to hold fast to the truth, and who exhort one another to steadfastness." 103:1-3. These verses inspire us to deeply reflect and live with purpose. These remind us that life is a test, and true success lies in faith, good deeds, and staying true to our values. To grow spiritually, we must avoid distractions and focus on living honestly and meaningfully. Prophet Muhammad beautifully described the transient nature of life in this world. "What do I have to do with this world? I am like a rider who stops under the shade of a tree for a while and then moves on." Musnad Ahmad. This hadith encourages us to take only what we need for life's journey and to avoid becoming overly attached to worldly possessions. Our purpose is to discover what God expects from us and to fulfill it in a positive and meaningful way. The Spirit of Islam magazine aims to guide readers toward this purpose. It seeks to cultivate a positive mindset, helping people recognize their Creator and live as well-wishers for humanity. By doing so, we can return to God as individuals who have lived meaningful and purposeful lives. As we enter 2025, I urge every reader of Spirit of Islam to make a pledge, strive to become a giver in society, a source of positivity, and a well-wisher for all. Let us embody the wisdom of Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, the founder of CPS International, who always said, "Love God and love His creation." May this new year inspire us to live with gratitude, purpose, and a spirit of giving.